Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget all the cool things you can do there, especially if you're a small business owner or want to be, or even if you work for a small business owner. You're a member of a small business team. I think you'll find some things there that you enjoy as well. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Kristen Arnold is our guest. She's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of a number of books, including Team Energizers, Team Basics, and Email Basics. She's our team building expert on the Brain Trust. She's our good friend. Kristen, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
It's good to have you back. I always have to be careful. I say you're an old friend.
I was thinking about that one.
Great affection, and it just rolls off the tongue with great affection, but sometimes it doesn't ring quite the same way when I'm talking to women, and you know how much I love you, Kristen.
I do, but I thought I would just give it a pass on this morning.
You're gonna let me go. Kristen is a longtime friend.
I'll let you off easy.
She's been a friend of ours for a long time. We knew her since she was about 8, so anyway, Kristen.
And when you were about 12.
That's right. That's exactly right. I'm always older than Kristen, especially in Kristen's world. Kristen, you spend a lot of your time talking about how to help people, how to help organizations get the most out of the teams, the organization that they have, and even if they don't realize that if they have more than one person in their organization, they might not think that they have teams, but they really do, and you help them not only to identify the existence of these teams, but how to improve them. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is to sort of use what happened in the last 3 weeks in France as a good model for how we can use that kind of teamwork in our small businesses, and you're specifically talking about the Tour de France. Lance Armstrong won for the sixth time in a row, but the truth is, his team won, didn't they?
Absolutely. You know, I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were talking about it. It's not going to be the Tour de France anymore. They're going to call it the Tour de Lance. And, you know, that's really so... I mean, we all think about Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France, but in reality, Lance Armstrong came in first, but not without a whole lot of support from the sports coaches that he has. He's got support vehicles that carry all kinds of equipment for any emergency that's needed, mm-hmm. and a whole slew of what's called domestiques, which are his teammates. Which is kind of an interesting word. I mean, in our minds, we listen to domestiques. It's kind of like a servant,
right?
And that
I have not heard that term used for his teammates before.
Mm-hmm. That's the French word that's been used for 100 years, mm-hmm. and they are literally the servants to the front runner for each team.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a different philosophy in that their whole goal as a team is that their best racer should, whoever that is, and it usually occurs in the first couple of sprint races. And mm-hmm. if you notice, the race starts as a sprint, and then it kind of gets longer and longer and
right.
goes up in elevation
the
and
prologue
gets harder
is a, the
and
prologue
harder.
is about 4 miles, the very mm-hmm. first day is about 4 miles, and it winds up. Well, the longest one is like 146-mile mountain assault.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is it started off, the Tour de France started off in that it was anybody's game.
Mm-hmm.
And that the teams would take whoever was the leader and start protecting them. And if you notice, when Lance was in the peloton is the pack.
That's the big, when they all get together.
That's when they all get together. Bunch up, and that sometimes it's a good place to be, and sometimes you want to break away. And so what Lance does is he has his teammates protect him, and that he can draft off of them. That means mm-hmm. that he's not working as hard. He's not having to break the wind in front of him so that he's fresher than everybody else when it's time to break away and cross over the finish line.
Basically, drafting, we see him drafting on bicycles. We see him see race car drivers drafting, that sort of thing. On the people
and he can't be that fresh unless he's got his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about some of these races that are over 100 miles, I mean, they get thirsty, they get hungry, they need food, they break a spoke on their wheel of their tire, and they need help. And so what the domestiques do is they fall back and they get whatever he needs, whether it's food
including giving him another bike if he needs it or whatever. Of course, they have bikes. They also have cars that follow them that have mechanics and the other bicycles. But the thing is that in order for Lance to win, he has to have a lot of really good folks around him who are all focusing on the same goal, aren't they?
Absolutely. There's a couple of things that I think are particularly unique about the U.S. Postal Team, though, in that the first one is they really invest a lot in improvement techniques. Like, they'll try a lot of things out. A lot of teams don't necessarily have the funding nor the interest to really break down what's efficient, what's aerodynamic, what works well for that particular rider. For example, Lance Armstrong last year, he was trying to do some different techniques, and he was experimenting with a light misting before the race to keep his core temperature down.
Mm-hmm.
And that just screwed up everything, so he decided to drop that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other things that he does that are very successful and contribute just a nanosecond, but, you know, you add up a bunch of nanoseconds and you win the race. So he's constantly trying to figure out, well, you know, what's the best helmet to wear? What's the best aerodynamic design? What are the little things that we can do to make sure that we're going to be as successful as we can? So the question that I ask the listeners is, what little things are you doing to constantly improve to help you win the race?
Mm-hmm. And how are we using our team to the maximum advantage, and are our team members focused on the ultimate goal effectively and in the way that we need them to be, or are there some free agents out there who think that they can run their own race? And those are some that, when we come back after these messages, we're going to get Kristen to tell us how to make sure that we run our race as effectively and successfully as Lance Armstrong did. We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. We'll be right back with our good friend Kristen Arnold, the author of Team Basics and Team Energizers. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Kristen Arnold. And Kristen, we desperately need to know how to get you online. What's your website, please?
It's www.theextraordinaryteam.com.
Theextraordinaryteam.com. Now, tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, there's lots of information for team members, lots of articles, quotes, energizers, fun activities. There's stuff for executives, business owners, team leads, facilitators. There's all kinds of stuff out there.
So check it out when you get a chance, folks, and they can find out about your books there too, can't they?
Yes, they can.
All right. So, and that's Email Basics, Team Basics, and Team Energizers, three different books. Kristen, we're trying to run our race in the marketplace, and we got a lot of moving parts. We need to get them moving more in sync. How do we do that?
Well, I think the first thing is that you need to know the numbers, in that what's the end goal and what are the different moving parts to it. Let's go back to the Tour de France, and the goal was for Lance Armstrong to cross the finish line first. And that's not necessarily the first of the last race. It's a cumulative time trial type of thing. And for mm-hmm. each race that you win, you get some bonus points. So there's some strategy involved. And so it's really important to know what the end goal is, but it's also important to know what the critical milestones are. What are the high points? What are the must be successful in? For example, Lance Armstrong this year knew that he had to make a statement in the first, in the prologue, the first mm-hmm. race, because he knew that everybody was wondering, is he strong enough? He's old. He's an old guy, and, well, he's been distracted with Sheryl Crow lately, and, well, we just don't know whether he's going to be able to break the record. So he came out the first race and just kicked butt, and he basically said to everybody, I'm here, and I'm not going away. And so there are certain things that you as a business owner need to say out in the marketplace. I'm here, and I'm not going away. I'm successful, and this is what we're doing, so that everybody in the company knows, here's the critical milestones, here's how we're going to be successful, here's what we're going
to
do.
But you got to be able to back that up. You can't just make a flash in the pan.
Well, I think
And that's what Lance did. He obviously backed it up. So what I'm getting at is, you got to be able to, when you make that statement, you got to make it about something that you can back up.
You bet. And the way that you do that is, you know what your historical past has been versus just projecting dream pie in the sky to the future, is that you really know your numbers. And that's what I call it, is just knowing the numbers, is you know what the variables are that are going to affect your team performance. And you know what it's going to take to be successful, and you go and do it.
All right. What's the next thing we need to know?
Well, I think the other thing that I think is very, very critical is the constant communications about how we're doing on that path to success. Let's go back to the Tour de France. I mean, it seems to be the theme of the day. Everybody on the team, including support vehicles, coaches, everybody, had two-way radio communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all saw Lance with the earphones hanging out of his ear.
Yeah.
The little earpiece.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a huge quantum leap in the Tour de France strategies from the past.
So they had the technology.
They have the technology. And it's interesting, people have been commenting about when the riders cross the finish line, it's not a time, electronic time. Everybody who rides in the same group in a peloton gets the same time, because when the Tour de France started 100 years ago, they didn't have the accuracy of time pieces that they have today. So it's just kind of interesting. Constant communication. You know, even though they've got these two-way radios, Lance Armstrong and his teammates still have, like, sign language that they do to each other about how they communicate. So the real purpose of what I'm trying to say is that we need different ways that we communicate within our company, within our employees. There's not just one way, one size fits all. We're going to have a staff meeting once a week. We're going to have a newsletter. It's a whole bunch of different ways, and some of them are formal two-way radio communications, and some of them are a little bit less formal, gathering around the water cooler and sharing a cup of coffee, or, you know, those little informal communications.
Or management by walking around.
It is so important that people know what's going on, that they feel included, that they feel like they're part of progress making.
Well, especially when those people that we're talking about aren't the ones who get to stand up on the platform and receive the gold.
You betcha. Now, that's another thing. Lance Armstrong is so particular about saying, I did not win this by myself. Mm-hmm. If you listen to him every single time, he goes, I could not have done this without my teammates. I could not have done this without everybody who has supported me. I could not have been successful. So he is more than willing to share the credit and share the glory, and he shares a lot of the proceeds.
That's the key. That's the key to a great leader, to me, is someone who can share. And it's no surprise if they become great leaders, because that's how most great leaders become great leaders, and that's that they learn early on how to share the glory with the folks in their team. And Christian, thank you for being here today. It's a good job, as always, helping us understand how to improve our teams. Give us your website one more time.
It's www.theextraordinaryteam.com.
Check it out, folks. It's a great site. Thanks for being here, Christian. See you next time.
Thanks so much.
Quick break. Right back with Rick Pinion. 29 After. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.